Brigham Softball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubbets game against Caldwell is made possible by the Brigham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Dusky Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brigham National Bank, 3F Tree Chance Planning Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Cole Course Food, Brigham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Flynn College, Segler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brigham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's Pizza. We'll go out to the field with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
Tegeler Toyota in Brigham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brigham.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brigham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brigham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brigham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brigham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you to another season of Brigham Cubette Softball here on KWHI. Doug Brown along with Tommy Lange coming to you from Alumni Field in Brigham, where tonight the Brigham Cubettes are going to open up their season against the Caldwell Lady Hornets. And excitement is in the air, Tommy, and it always is when it's opening day.
I tell you what, Doug, I'm sitting here trying to figure out where the last 6 months of 23 went, and here we are. Valentine's Day is already tomorrow in 2024, and you know what? When you get into February, it's softball time.
Absolutely. We're all excited. A big week here for the Brigham Cubettes, not only Caldwell tonight, but hosting the leadoff classic Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's going to be a great chance this week to get out and see some good quality softball, and we're looking forward to seeing what the Cubettes bring to the table here in this 2024 season, and we're going to talk all about it here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our Brigham Cubette pregame sponsors.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brigham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first, not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Co-Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
And back we go. It is opening night here at Alumni Field for the 2024 season. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And I talked to some of the girls, and they were saying they're excited because the scrimmages are finally done. Now they get to play some games that count.
That's what happens. You know, at the beginning of the year, you go out there and you go through all this practice and all of this, and it's the enthusiasm is there, and you want to get out there and get into some really, really live action and get into playing really solid softball. So I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to see what this Cubette team is going to be. We only lost a few seniors last year. A lot of these players are coming back in key positions. So looking forward to a fun season.
Yeah, and they got a big senior class this year with, of course, Della Jasinski, as well as Hallie Scheel, Kaylin and Kaylee Rodriguez, and Annie Beckendorf and Nevaeh Holmes, all expected to be key contributors this year.
Oh, and, I'm just excited to see what some of these young ladies are going to accomplish, because we already know already that several of these young ladies have gotten commitments to go on to the next level. So that's what makes this season really exciting.
It certainly will be. And just like they've done the last 3 years, that this program has been going to the playoffs on a regular basis again. Vans filing in here. And if you're out and about and want something to do on a Tuesday night, come on by here to Alumni Field. We'll find a spot for you. And taking the game, or can't make it, we're glad you're here with us on the radio. And also, don't forget, we've got also Burton Lady Panther basketball tonight. Dean Erickson having the call on our sports alternate feed. If you want to check out that game, you can do that right now. And Burton taking on Evadale in the bi-district round of the girls basketball playoffs, and that game being played over at Willis High School. So I want to wish the Lady Panthers the very best of luck. And we're going to grab another break, and we'll be back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
All right, it's time now for the starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to, your only downtown hometown Bank of Brenham. Local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the visiting Caldwell Lady Hornets, it'll be Avery Smith leading things off in left field. Batting second will be the shortstop, Kelly Urbanowski. Batting third baseman, Caitlin Faust. Batting fourth will be the catcher, Kyson Toney. Batting fifth, pitcher, Callie Fletcher. Batting sixth will be the second baseman, Jillian Vickercall. Batting seventh, center fielder, Brianne Sims. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, Molly Meadows. And batting ninth, first baseman, Mia Witherwax. And for Coach Katie Roberts, her first lineup card of the year, will be Avery Maurer leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the first baseman, Kaylin Rodriguez. Batting third will be second baseman, Sarah Mabee. Batting fourth, third baseman, Andy Beckendorf. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Kaylee Rodriguez. Batting sixth, center fielder, Hallie Scheel. Batting seventh, the designated player, Kylie Baker. And she's hitting for the pitcher, Della Jasinski. And batting eighth, catcher, Stella Landry. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Kenley Ankowiak. And that is a look at your starting lineups. Back with more of the pregame after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
All right, and we are counting down to the start of tonight's game between the Brenham Cubettes and the Caldwell Lady Hornets. And just in case you're joining us, the JV game ran a little bit long, so we're running just a few minutes slightly behind here tonight. Looks like they've got the field about ready to go. And it's time now for our game time weather temperature update. And that is brought to you by our good friends at Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And right now here in Brenham, we are looking at 60 degrees with a wind chill. Feels like 58 outside. Sunset scheduled in about 7 minutes from now. Winds blowing out of the west at 4 miles an hour, and humidity 60%. And tonight's supposed to get down to 43 degrees. And then tomorrow's daytime high, 67 degrees and partly cloudy skies. But it looks like it's going to be a gorgeous night for some softball action. A little bit cool there. And that's the weather update brought to you by Blinn College. And we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we should have our national anthem and our official introduction. And we'll do that after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers baseball softball season.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
And back we go here to Alumni Field, and Scott Brown and Tommy Lange with you on opening night. Now we're right now waiting on the umpires to emerge from the dressing room and get ready for our game here tonight. Brenham Cubettes taking on the Caldwell Lady Hornets in this opening night game, and Cubettes dressed out in their white uniforms with green letters and numbers. Caldwell going with the white pants this evening and orange jerseys with white letters and numbers. And good to see the parents, grandparents, and family and friends all piling in here tonight to take in this opening night game.
Good opening game crowd.
Yeah.
For both teams.
Yeah.
Both Caldwell and the
Cubettes. Yeah, Caldwell showing up here tonight. They've got a pretty good turnout as well. Didn't have to get, well, I mean, not too far down the road. So
no, it's just a fair little ride.
Yeah.
It's better we didn't have to make the ride.
Yeah. So. And now here come the umpires, and we are set to go. They'll have the meeting at the plate. Coach Katie Roberts and Coach Wendy Wise. Wise, the longtime head coach of the Lady Hornets. And with Coach Roberts, we put that out before we went on the air. Those of you folks that may not know at home, she's got she and her husband Phil expecting baby number three coming, and said we've got 5 weeks and counting.
And I tell you what, it'll be here before you know it.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, we congratulate
Congratulations to them.
Absolutely.
The main thing is that, you know, everybody is going to be well and healthy. That's all that really matters.
So. Yeah, and said it's going to be another girl. So that'll give them two girls and one boy. And But, yeah, we're very happy for them and the new addition to their family. And I see Amy Jasinski coming in here. This is going to be weird, unusual for her, is being just a mama this year instead of being a co.
That's it. You know, one thing we failed to ask her, Doug, are those two girls going to be as competitive as mom is?
I would.
But
not
that is great. That is great. It's Coach Roberts is so competitive, and that's good. And the very positive thing about all of it, there's nothing wrong with being competitive. It's just what you do is you leave it out there.
Yeah.
And leave it on the field.
Yeah, it reminds me of one of my favorite bits on Home Improvement where Jill and Tim are talking about sibling rivalry, and she said, "You do know what causes sibling rivalry, don't you?" And he goes, "Yeah, have more than one kid."
But that's it. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And looks like they had finished up the conversation with the umpires. And we are just about ready to go.
Talking about competitive, growing up in our early ages, three boys and one girl. At the dinner table, it got real competitive.
And now let's go down the field for our official introduction.
Good evening and welcome to Alumni Field. We're so glad you could join us for tonight's game between the Caldwell Lady Hornets and the Brenham Cubettes. Good sportsmanship is one of the primary purposes of educational athletics. Our student athletes recognize that judgment calls by officials, coaches, and themselves are made in good faith and should be respected. Spectators can support both of these teams by refraining from derogatory or demeaning comments and cheers today. Brenham ISD has a zero-tolerance policy for inappropriate behavior towards athletes, coaches, officials, and other spectators. You will be removed immediately for this type of behavior. We hope that you will enjoy the game and support the athletes in a positive and sportsmanlike manner. Now, let's meet the players for tonight's game. Introducing the visiting Caldwell Lady Hornets and starting with reserves, number 2, Cameron Hill. Number 4, Adeline O'Reilly. Number 5, Hadley Novoside. Number 12, Tansley Johnson. And number 17, Larissa Foster. And now the starters for the Lady Hornets. Number 3, Avery Smith. Number 10, Kelly Urbanovsky. Number 1, Caitlin Faust. Number 6, Tyson Tony. Number 15, Callie Fletcher. Number 8, Jillian Vickapar. Number 11, Brianne Sims. Number 9, Molly Meadows. Number 7, Mia Witherwax. The Lady Hornets are coached by Wendy Weiss, Marcus Escalante, and Delaney Lucemore. And now, introducing your Brenham Cubettes, starting with the reserves. Number 2, Nevi Holmes. Number 9, Mackenzie Freeman. Number 10, Liliana Gonzalez. Number 12, Heidi Booster. And number 5, J.C. Hager. And starting for your Cubettes tonight, number 4, Avery Mallard. Number 20, Kaylin Rodriguez. Number 14, Sarah Maybe. Number 15, Annie Beckendorf. Number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez. Number 1, Hallie Shield. Number 18, Kylie Baker. Number 16, Stella Landry. Number 11, Kinley and Kobiak. And number 8, Della Jasinski. The Cubettes are coached by Katie Roberts, Olivia Van Hook, Megan Whalen, and Ryan Campbell. If you would now please rise, remove your hats, and join in the singing of the national anthem.
The intros, and we're ready to get this one underway, and we'll have tonight's first pitch after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Play ball!
The pregame show was brought to you by Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, BVR Materials, Cold Course Food, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Lynn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Carrier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham.
Here, and it is Avery Smith popping one up in the shallow right. Kaylee Rodriguez over for the catch, and that is one out in the books here. And now Della Jasinski facing Kelly Urbanowski here. Second batter of the game, and the pitch coming. Wow.
Looked pretty close.
I thought it was pretty good from our vantage point up here. And so a 1-0 count on Urbanowski. And pitches inside for a ball. It's 2-0.
First batter there, Della gets off to a good start, had an off pitch for a ball, but then gets the leadoff hitter to fly out to right field.
Yeah, Jasinski ready for her next pitch. And gets the strike call. It's 2-1. And Jasinski working to Stella Landry behind the plate, right side of the infield. You got Kaylin Rodriguez at first base. Sarah Mabee at second, left side. Avery Maurer at short. Annie Beckendorf at third. And we'll place the outfielders momentarily after the next pitch. And swung on a miss, 2-2. And it's Kelly Antkowiak in left field, Hallie Scheel at center, and Kaylee Rodriguez in right. And 2-2 pitch from Jasinski. And that one's going to be sent out to left field, and Antkowiak over. That makes the grab for out number two.
Tell what, very early going here. These Lady Hornets, they don't mind swinging the bat.
And they put a charge into a couple of them, but luckily our outfielder's right there to make the play. And that's going to bring up Caitlin Faust. And Jasinski ready, next pitch. And there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Delivery. Swung on a miss, 0-2. Jasinski trying to retire the side here in the first. And that one up high gets away off the mid of the catcher Landry. And it's 1-2. And the 1-2. Swung and a miss. Got her on strikes. And a 1-2-3 inning for Della Jasinski here in the top of the first. And three up and three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. And we go to bottom of the first. No score here from Alumni Field. Back with the Cubettes coming up to bat after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And here we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score from Alumni Field. And warming up for the Caldwell Lady Hornets is Callie Fletcher. She'll be working to Kyson Tony behind the plate, right side of the infield. Mia Witherwax at first. Jillian Vickukal at second. Left side, Kelly Urbanowski at short. Caitlin Faust at third. In the outfield, Breanne Sims at center, flanked and right by Molly Meadows, and in left, Avery Smith. And Fletcher finishes her warm-up tosses, and she'll be looking at the top three in the Cubette batting order this evening, Avery Maurer, Kaylin Rodriguez, and Sarah Mabee.
Yeah.
Avery Maurer stepping up to the plate to start her junior season.
Time's going by, Dad.
It certainly
goodness
has.
Goodness. It seems just yesterday that she came in here as a starting player, as a freshman, for this Cubette team. It's been a fun ride. So
it certainly has.
Blink our eyes, and she'll be off to the next level. So
yeah.
Let's enjoy the moment.
Yeah, pitch is a strike on that next level as a member of the Sam Houston Lady Cats. So, looking forward to that.
Yeah, your alma mater, Doug.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, this one, a ground ball to third. Oh, foul. You know, say she fouled it off her foot. And so it's an 0-2 count on Maurer.
I'll take one hit right here.
A little chill in the air. That'll sting a while.
Yeah. And a pop gets away from the catcher. It's 1-2. As night has fallen, the lights are on. And, yeah, we can finally see the scoreboard.
Great. What have we been looking for?
Yeah. And Maurer sends this one a high fly ball. That is going to be foul.
Oh, halfway up the hill up there. Put a little charge in that. You know, I mentioned a little chill in there. It's just a little, but, you know, Mother Nature's been pretty good to us this year so
far.
Yeah,
so far. And yeah, pitch down low, ball 2-2. We had a couple of cold days, those really cold days in January, but thankfully it wasn't as bad as it was a couple of years
ago.
Oh,
my goodness. That, you know, it's still a memory.
Yeah. And next pitch to Maurer, taking ball 3. Maurer, the leadoff hitter for the Cubettes. And pitch to her. She's going to send this one a high fly ball out in the left center. Center fielder going back in. It got over her head. And Maurer's digging for 3, and she's going to be in there with a triple. What a way to lead off again.
What a way to start the season.
Yeah. And now that's going to bring up Kaylin Rodriguez.
Batting first baseman, number 20, Kaylin Rodriguez.
Okay, what? That need to bring up this, Doug. From the sophomore to the junior year, both the Rodriguez girls, Kaylin and Kaylee, really made a drastic improvement.
Yep, and Rodriguez sent this one, and the center fielder dropped the ball, and so Rodriguez is going to be safe, and Maurer is going to score the first run of the ball game and give the Cubettes an early 1-0 lead. And our first run of the ball game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And now Sarah Mabee, the batter. Mabee's going to put a charge on that one. And that one's going to be up against the fence. Scoring is Rodriguez, and maybe he's in there with an RBI double. And that's going to bring up Annie Beckendorf.
Hey, well, Sarah Mabee didn't waste any time jumping on that pitch.
She certainly did not. K. And pitch to Beckendorf up high for a ball.
Coach Roberts enjoys seeing this.
Yeah.
Start off the inning, two runs real quick.
And pitch to Beckendorf up high for a ball. It's 2-0. Annie, a senior this year. Her and Allie Shield will be heading off to Blinn College next season. Play for Coach Church and Coach Ingram.
Best of luck to her.
And pitch outside for a ball. 3-0. And next pitch. And Beckendorf takes a strike on 3-1. Or to make it 3-1, I should say.
So what Annie can set on this one, as Sports Doc would say, dead red.
Yep. 3-1 pitch. Up high, ball four, and she'll draw the walk. And so you got two runners on now for the Cubs. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. And that's going to bring up Kaylee Rodriguez.
Bring up right fielder number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez.
With Allie Shield waiting on deck. Squared away the bunt, pulls the bat back. And she'll take ball one. We got maybe at second, Beckendorf at first. And for Caldwell, Fletcher just trying to get it out wherever she can. And squares away to bunt. Oh, it's a great bunt by Rodriguez. She is going to move the runners over. Perfect placement.
Absolutely textbook.
And so that'll move maybe to third and Beckendorf to second for Hallie Scheel.
Hey, come on down here, kid.
And bring up number one, center fielder Hallie Scheel.
And pitch to Shield. And she slaps this one on the ground. Throw to first. And she beats it out. Infield hit for Shield. And scoring on the play is maybe to make it 3-0 Cubettes.
And number 18, Kylie Baker.
And now Kylie Baker to batter with runners at the corners. And still just one out in the inning. And pitches the ball, throw back. In safely is Beckendorf. And now Shield steals second base. And Hallie, they were kind of wondering about, because she just got back to practice Monday after being with, well, because she had been with basketball. And so Monday was her first time practicing with the team. And but when you're a senior starting on the bar, you don't need a whole lot.
She hadn't missed a beat.
No. And that one is going to be a base hit by Baker. That's going to score two more. Two-run single for Kylie Baker. And so Beckendorf scores, as does Shield.
You got to get to five.
And that's going to bring up Stella Landry. And time is called, and we've got a visit to the circle for Caldwell, as it's now 5-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. And still only one out with the Cubettes batting.
Coach doesn't want to see that, getting five, giving up five early like that.
But yeah, very good first inning here for the Cubs. And now the umpire going to have to break up the conference in the circle. Junior catcher. Last year was her first year with the Cubs after coming over from Montgomery. Pitch is down low for a ball. Runner at first, still only one out. Landry fouls that one away. It's 1-1. It's opening night here at Alumni Field. Burnham Comets and the Caldwell Lady Hornets. Next pitch, and that is going to be smacked in the center. And that is going to be caught by the center fielder there for the Caldwell Lady Hornets. That is Breanne Sims for out number two.
Coming in and make a nice catch there.
And
your left fielder, number 11, Kinley Ankoviak.
And so Ankoviak with her first at bat of the season. And with her coming out, that means the Cubs have now batted around this inning. Fletcher looking towards the dugout, and now she's ready for her next pitch. And then Kobiak will take a ball, 1-0. Top high ball, 2-0. Baker at first, two down here in the inning. Cubs with a 5-0 lead over the Caldwell Lady Hornets here in the bottom of the first. And foul back in the screen, it's 2-1. And up high for a ball, 3-1 now on Ankoviak, junior outfielder. Avery Maurer waiting on deck, hoping to get her second at bat of the inning.
So Kenley has her right where she wants her right now.
And a 3-1, and foul away, 3-2. Got just a little underneath that one.
Yeah, she just didn't quite get it. Early in the year, just a little anxious.
Three-two pitch and a ground ball foul up the third base side, and that'll hold the count at 3-2. And of course, don't forget, also going on tonight, Burton Lady Panther playoff basketball. We've got that on the Sports Alternate feed on our KWHI.com website, and on the, you can also pick it up on the app for your smartphone. And Dean Erickson with the call on the action there. Lady Panthers taking on Evadale in the bi-district round of the playoffs. That game being played over in Willis. And Koviak swings and misses. She's down on strikes to retire the side. But in the inning, the Cubettes do put five on the board. And they lead it 5-0. We're going to the top of the second after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Chicken Highway 36 South, the best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegler Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegerToyota.com.
And it is, we come back here to the top half of the second inning. Della Jasinski in the circle for the Cubettes. And she's going to be looking at Kyson Toney, Callie Fletcher, and Jillian Vickercall. And pitch goes inside, and Toney will be hit by the pitch and take the first trot on down to first base. And just give you a quick update on the Burton Evadale game. It's actually a close game because you think about it. Burton winning their number four, Evadale winning there as a number one seed. And second quarter, only a 5-point difference. Evadale leading at 29-24 in the second quarter there. So Burton still very much in that one.
Good luck to those Lady Panthers.
And meanwhile, back here, Cubettes lead it 5-0, and next pitch from Jasinski in there for a strike, 0-1 to her mound or her circle opponent, Callie Fletcher. And that one up high for a ball runner going, and throw down, and not in time. And Landry kind of juggled that one a little bit. I think if she'd have made a clean pick, she might have had a shot at her.
Might have had a shot. Just didn't get the grip on it that she needed.
And it's a one ball, one strike on Fletcher, runner at second. Fletcher squares away the bunt and swings through for a strike. It's 1-2. Swing and a miss, and down on strike skills Fletcher for out number one. And then we have Jillian Vickercall, the second baseman.
The second baseman, number 8, Jillian Vickercall.
Good crisp fastball there by Della.
And next pitch, got it missed, 0-1. So far here, these first couple of innings, looks like she, with the one exception, the hit batter, she looks like she's had really good movement on her pitches.
No doubt about that.
That was a ball, 1-1. Must have been a little high on that.
I mean...
And that one foul up the third base side, and it's 1-2.
If Della can get a good opening game outing, it'll do a lot for her confidence.
Oh, it's, yeah, especially because just the start of what's going to be a long season.
Oh, yes.
Strike three call. Strikeout number three for Jasinski. I know Coach was telling us here in the press box before the game started, they got a stretch of 21 games coming up, and she said she plans on using all three of her pitchers.
That's it. It's a lot of ball games in a short period of time.
Yep. And pitch inside for a ball, 1-0.
But the other point about that is what you need to do if you're going to be a good, solid team.
Yeah.
You got to be ready for the long haul.
Yeah.
And that prepares you for the long haul.
And
there you go.
Pitch is a strike, 1-1. Breanne Sims, the center fielder, made a nice catch in the bottom half of the last inning. Runner at second, two down here in the top of the second. And next pitch taken inside for a ball, and it's 2-1. Swung and missed, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, got her on strikes. So after hitting the first batter of the inning, Jasinski comes back and strikes out the side. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. Cubettes lead it 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sport Friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And on we go to the bottom of the second inning. And Fletcher warming up for the Caldwell Lady Hornets. And Scubbett's batted around in the first inning. She's going to be looking at the top three in the order again. Avery Maurer, Kaylin Rodriguez, and Sarah Mabee. Scubbett's leading this one 5-0. Maurer led off the bottom of the first inning with a triple and came in to score. And we are set to go.
Here. Our shortstop number four, Avery Maurer.
Maurer steps up to the plate. and smacks this one in the center. Sims is over and makes the grab for out number one. So one pitch, one out. And that'll bring up Kaylin Rodriguez.
Batting number 20, first baseman Kaylin Rodriguez.
They're winner 1,000 batting average.
Yep. Rodriguez, she reached base on an error the first time on a drop fly ball by the center fielder. And this time sends this one out to right, and the right fielder back and makes the grab for out number two. And now that'll ring up Sarah Mabee.
I like the way Kaylin went with the pitch.
Sarah Mabee.
Put a charge in, just no wind blowing out tonight, so couldn't get any extra on there. Yeah, Sarah Mabee bats. She had an RBI double and scored a run in the first inning. And first pitch to her is a strike, 0-1. It's in this one, a high fly ball out to left.
Go. Not a charge.
And off the fence. She is going to end up with a double and throw back to second. And she just gets it back. She ran to the base a little too much and luckily got back in under the tag. That's two doubles now for Mabee. And just miss hitting it out of here.
I think Sarah thought for a minute she might have had enough. But.
Yeah. And now I'll bring up Annie Beckendorf. Beckendorf walked and scored her first time up. And first pitch up high for a ball. And Beckendorf swings and misses 1-1.
All right, you kid.
And it just didn't quite catch up with that pitch toward the inner part of the plate. Good pitch there by Fletcher.
And that one off speed and up high. It's 2-1. Cubs lead it 5-0. We're in the bottom of the second. And a pie for a ball, and it's 3-1 now.
Two of the great sports fans there down on the front row.
Yep. Steve and Jerry.
Steve and Jerry. Good to see them out.
We can check them off the list. They're here now. And this one, a high fly ball. First baseman calling for it and making the grab is going to be Mia Witherwax for out number three. So in that inning for the Cubs, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We move on to the third inning. Cubs lead it 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event.
They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
KWHI-AM and K269-GU-FM, Brenham.
And on we go to the top half of the third inning. And for Caldwell, it'll be Molly Meadows, Mia Witherwax, and Avery Smith. And that one fouled away. 0-1 count to Meadows. Delajacinski in the circle for the Cubettes here on the opening night of the 2024 softball season. Start of a busy week here as the Cubettes Thursday, Friday, Saturday will be hosting the annual leadoff classic. Ground ball is short. Mauer up with it. Fast girl running and makes the play. Answer. And now that'll bring up Mia Witherwax.
That is first baseman number 7, Mia Witherwax.
Great opportunity this weekend for softball fans to come out and see some quality softball.
Exactly. They'll be playing over here at Alumni Field, and there'll also be games out at Holt Park as well, using three of the fields out there. And inside pitch and clipped her on the elbow. And so Witherwax will take the walk down to first. Second hit batter of the game for Jasinski.
Here in the early going, the only two flaws by Della, she's done a good job moving her pitches in and out, keeping the ball down.
And still has not given up a hit yet, and also has four strikeouts and no walks. And that one, strike called right down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. And that went back up the middle. Now we're over. Only play is the first, and she makes it.
A good, smart play there by Avery. Ball not hit really, really hard, but great job of charging the ball and getting the sure out at first base.
Yeah, the base runner there, Witherwax, had a good jump at second, so she knew she didn't have a play there. And so rather than trying to force it, as she said, Tommy, just making the play there. And so it's two down now in the inning, and that'll bring up Kelly Urbanowski. And pitch is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. The next pitch inside, it's 2-0. Urbanowski flew out to left her first time up, and Kinley Ann Kowiak made a good play on her. Two and oh count. And the pitch, that is outside of ball, 3-0.
Just my kid, you got it. I trust it, Dave.
And strike call, 3-1. Good comeback pitch there for Della. Brenham with a 5-0 lead here in the top of the third. Just needs one more out to get out of the inning. And a pie ball four, and Urbanowski draws the first walk off of Jasinski. That puts two runners aboard now for Caitlin Faust. Faust struck out her first time around against Jasinski. And inside for a ball, it's 1-0. Flags are completely still out there in center field behind the bends. One up pitch, up high, and it's 2-0.
Nope, they don't have to.
And Maurer comes in. That's a quick word of encouragement for Jasinski.
Just needs to settle down here and now throw a strike.
Yeah. She's had their number so far and just needs to do it again. 2-0 delivery. Inside for a ball, and it's 3-0.
Hey, deep breath, ready, Adela. You got it, kid.
And three. Strike all 3-1. Just got a rare back and fired in there. And strike two. That's full count now. And let's see if Jasinski can come back and get her.
Hey, go at it right here, kid. Hey, stick it, Stella.
Three balls, two strikes, 2 outs. Two runners aboard. And here comes the next pitch. That's going to be a line drive to Mamie. Oh, she knocked it down, but then throws the first, gets the out. And that nice recovery there by Sarah, and that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. And we will go to the bottom of the third. Comets lead it 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
All right, back we go, and we've reached the bottom of the third. That means it's time for the Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue Home Run Inning Contest. And it's simple. We draw a name, and if a Cubette hits a home run this inning, it'll be worth, in this case, since it's the first game of the year, $10 worth of gasoline from Buccaneer Food Store. Or they hit a double or triple, a rack of ribs, courtesy of Nathan's Barbecue. And as Fletcher finishes a warm-up tosses, Kaylee Rodriguez is going to lead it off. And PL, who is Kaylee going to be hitting for?
Jennifer Spencer.
Okay, Jennifer, you are our first contestant of the year. Let's see if we can get you some gasoline or some ribs.
Not a loser with the ribs.
Not at all.
The AC drain through the firewall clogged up.
And so here we go. We're in the bottom of the third. Comets lead it 5-0.
Now batting left fielder, number 17.
Rodriguez laid down a sack bunt her first time up, and nobody on base. I imagine she's going to be swinging away here.
Where's your interior? Feels like nice looking card. Maybe we're on the outside.
And the first pitch to her swung on a miss, going one.
What did you get this call like? It's mine. I've owned it. It had a leak.
It'll be Rodriguez, followed by Hallie Sheila, and then Kylie Baker here in the bottom half of the third.
A nice off-speed pitch there by Fletcher.
And the 0-1 to Rodriguez is going to foul this one down the line. And out of play, it's 0-2. And Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, once again proud to sponsor the home run inning. And don't forget, Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit galaches. You can also visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. And we'll wait on the next pitch here. And down low a ball. And you can also get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders. Get stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And also remember, Nathan's Barbecue.
Ain't no fib about our rib.
Exactly. Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie League Street, Brenham. Proud supporter of area sports. And that one is going to drop in for a base hit for Kaylee Rodriguez. And she gets started there. Well, unfortunately, no winner there, but at least the Cubs get a base runner. That'll bring in Hallie Shields. She'll have an RBI single and score. Who's Hallie hitting for?
Betty Gerlitz.
One of our regulars in the home run inning. Every year, we always hear from Miss Betty, and Hallie Shields stepping in for her. And pitch to Shields. He's going to bump this one up the third base side. Foul.
Right after we got the military, we traded in our links and got the escalator. I'll never do another count. Oh, God.
So an 0-1 count on Shield, the runner at first.
For the Cadillac and Denali's, they flip the pigtails. That way they don't work with the Tahoe and the Tahoe.
And the 0-1 pitch on the way. Went to bunt again, swung through, and it's going to be 0-2.
Get on my rear heater core and die. Cleaned all that out.
With Hallie's speed, when she's attempting a bunt with a runner on base, you're looking at a possibility of two goals accomplished.
Exactly. And the 1-1 delivery. And she bunts this one back to the pitcher. Throw to first, gets the out, but does move the runner into scoring position. And Rodriguez down to second. And so no winner there. And, well, sorry, Betty. And next we've got Kylie Baker. And let's see who Kylie is going to be hitting for.
Mary Jo Schultz.
Okay, Mary Jo, you are next.
Hadn't heard Mary Jo's name in a while, but well, there we go. Regular player.
And this one's going to be popped up. And over goes the shortstop. Urbanowski makes the grab. Four out, number two. And that will be up to Stella Landry to get something out of this inning. And Stella's going to be hitting four.
Dan Nowak.
Another regular.
Good to hear that name again.
Yep, and Stella flew out to center field her first time up. And pitch to Landry down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Rodriguez down at second. 2 outs in the inning. And the 1-0. And Landry pops this one up. Second baseman calling for it. And she'll make the grab for out number three. So no winner in the inning. There are no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And so that means our next broadcast, which will come your way Thursday, we'll bump it up to $20. And we keep raising it each game until we get a winner. And meanwhile, we're heading to the fourth inning. Cubs lead it 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's Chem Dry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And we head to the top of the fourth inning. And for the Brenham Cubs, they lead it here 5-0. Della Jasinski in the circle. And she'll be looking at the middle three in the batting order for the Caldwell Lady Hornets. Kyson Tony, Callie Fletcher, and Jillian Vickercall. Pitches a strike call. It's 0-1. Cubs scoring all five of the runs in the first inning. Since then, both of these pitchers have had shutouts going. And this one up the third base side, foul. It was a nice play there by Beckendorf. Just unfortunately, the umpires said it went just to the left of the third baseline.
And he got over quickly and a good strong throw to first.
Yeah, it was right on the money, too. And so 0-2. And down low, skips away from the catcher, Landry. And it's 1-2. And Jasinski ready here, next pitch. That one going to be sent a high fly ball, and that is back, and that's gone. A solo homer for Kyson Tony. She got all of that one.
I'll tell you what, no doubt about it. Kyson Tony just turned on that pitch, and that's a no-doubter.
Yeah, just put a huge charge. And that'll bring up Callie Fletcher now.
Well, if you're going to lose a no-hitter, that's the way to lose it.
Yeah.
Number 15, Callie Fletcher.
And so now Fletcher, the batter, she struck out her first time up against Jasinski. And pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Now Della just got to put that home run behind her and just move on to the next. Still working with a 4-1 run cushion. Just got to go get the next three outs. And that one, line drive, base hit into right field. And Fletcher aboard. I'll bring up Jillian Vickercall. And by the way, I want to make mention we come out to play without their starting second baseman, Mackenzie Tiemann. And we understand we found out the reason's not here tonight. Cattle showing.
That's right.
I believe we were told in the, was it San Antonio?
It'd be San Antonio, yes.
Yeah.
Houston has not started yet.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner. for the pitcher Fletcher down at first base. That's going to be Evelyn O'Reilly running. And so O'Reilly running for Fletcher's Vicka Call bats here. And that one is going to be popped and foul. And somebody on the Caldwell side made a nice play over there.
Mackenzie's one of those dual students, athletics and agriculture.
Oh, yeah. Swung on a miss. Runner going. Throw down from Landry. Got her.
Good throw there by Stella.
Wait. She's out, isn't she? Runner not leaving. Oh, now she's leaving. I was going to say, I thought the umpire signaled she was out.
I saw the signal.
And I guess the runner didn't pick up on it right away. And so that's out number one. And an 0-2 count on Vicka Call. Yeah, great throw there by Stella Landry to get that out. Swung and a miss. Got her on strike and then two away. That's strikeout number five for Jasinski.
The batter and center fielder, Breanne Sims.
And so Breanne Sims, the batter now.
That's just what Della needed after the home run by Tony and the base hit to right field by Fletcher.
And fouled off by Sims, it's 0-1. And foul away, quickly 0-2 here on Sims with Molly Meadows waiting on deck. And a pie ball skips back to the backstop, and it's 1-2. And that one, a ground ball, a second, maybe up with it. Throws to first, gets the out. And so that'll retire the side in the inning. One run on two hits, there were no errors, and nobody left on base. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Cubettes lead it 5-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And on we go here to the bottom half of the fourth inning. And it's time now for the Whataburger Recap. Brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. Cubs got on the board in the bottom of the first inning. Avery Maurer, a triple. And then Kalen Rodriguez would reach on an error by the center fielder and allowed Maurer to score. Sarah maybe would follow with an RBI double and scored Rodriguez, make 2-0 Cubs. And Annie Beckendorf walked. Kaylee Rodriguez laid down a sack bunt. And then it was Allie Shield with an RBI single and Kylie Baker with a two-run single. And that put the Cubs up 5-0. And then Caldwell just got their first run in the top half of the fourth inning on a solo homer by Kyson Toney. And other than that home run and a couple of hit batters, Dylan Jasinski has pitched very well. 5 strikeouts over 4 innings and only just the 1 run given up. And that is your Whataburger Recap. And that one is going to be a pop-up by Ankoviak, fielded by the third baseman, Caitlin Faust. And it's one away here in the inning. And let's bring up Avery Maurer. Maurer 1-for-2 with a triple and a run score.
Fletcher got roughed up a little bit in that first inning. It seems to settle into a little bit of a groove and keeping the Cubettes in check.
And an 0-1 count. And that one down the line. Ooh. Just foul.
Avery put a charge in that one. As Dizzy D would say, that was a blue darter.
And 0-2 count. The thing would have been fair if she might have had another triple. And 0-2 pitch. Down low ball. It's 1-2. And a pie for a ball. And it's 2-2. Cubs with a 5-1 lead here, bottom of the fourth. And pitch inside for a ball, and it's 3-2.
Falling down, 0-2. Good job by Avery, working the count full.
Now, see if she can get something she likes here. And a 3-2, and going to smack this one out the center. Center fielder going back and makes the grab for out number 2.
Nice jump on the ball there by the center fielder.
And that is Breanne Sims with the second out. And that'll bring Caitlin Rodriguez. Rodriguez 0-for-2 on the night, reached on an error and flew out to right field. And pitches in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
The other thing, point that Callie Fletcher's doing after that first inning, she's done a better job of keeping the ball down, low strike zone.
And that one a little bit high, and it's 1-1.
Might have been a little opening game jitters.
Yeah, could be. 1-1 pitch, and Rodriguez fouls this one away. Oh, hit off the light pole there.
Hey, top half here, kid.
One ball, two strikes, two outs here in the inning. They do play a regulation 7. Up high, and it's ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Rodriguez.
That's a good come out first inning. I thought we may have an early ending.
Yeah. But like you said, Tommy Fletcher has settled down and has, for the last 3 innings, thrown a nice game. And Rodriguez sends this one, high fly ball, center fielder backtracking. And Sims will make the grab once again, and that will retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And we move on to the 5th inning. It is Brenham 5, Caldwell 1, back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Number 12, Heidi Busker.
And Heidi Busker comes on the pitch here as we go to the top of the 5th inning.
Leading off for the Lady Hornet, number 9, Molly Meadows.
As Meadows comes in the bat, I want to let you know this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance at 836-3613. As the Buster comes on in relief of Della Vicente, and it's going to be Meadows with a wax and spin. And swung out and missed. It's 0-2 on Meadows.
Good change up there by Heidi.
And Busker with the 0-2. Swung out and missed. Got her on another great changeup.
Really good pitch.
And that's one out. And that'll bring up Mia Witherwax. That was something she didn't really throw last year, so that,
no.
That new added wrinkle there.
Tell you what, in softball, get a good changeup, you can be very, very effective.
Absolutely. Witherwax was hit by a pitcher first time up, and that time pitches up high a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch up high, it's 2-0. And pitches outside for a ball. 3-0 count now on Witherwax. Looks good. Just got to throw strikes here. And that one's ball 4. And Witherwax draws the one out walk. That'll bring Avery Smith to the plate. Smith 0 for 2 in the game.
And number 3, Avery Smith.
Pitch squared away to bunt, and it's a good one. Beckendorf got a hurry throw to first, and not in time. She's safe. Throw back to second, and safe both places.
Tell you what, absolutely textbook bunt.
Yeah, that one really, Anakin Dutton, that thing, once it hit the for lack of a better mud there, just kind of died on the infield, and she gave it all she could to get to that one and made a good throw, just not in time with the fast leadoff leadoff batter running. So two on now for Caldwell, and pitches a strike call.
Right here.
A little bit different here in 2024, Doug. The last 2 years, we haven't had a whole lot of moisture.
And up high for a ball. And 1-1. And just recently had a whole bunch of moisture.
Oh, I'm telling you. But, you know, there's still some areas in the state that just haven't been as blessed as we've been.
And 1-1 pitch by Busker. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Next pitch coming from Busker. That one's going to be popped up at the center field and making the grab. Oh, she maybe dropped the ball. Close second, they're going to get one.
I'm sure you know what should have taken place there, Doug.
Yeah. And so the Urbanowski will reach on the air.
The key, though, is we did get an out.
We did get
an out. So.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess it would be a field of choice because they did get an out on the play. Because you don't give an error when you get an out. So that'd be a fielder's choice. And runner going, throw down, and stolen base there for Urbanowski.
Okay, good. Good smart play there by Avery.
And just got a report in, unfortunately, season coming to an end for Burton tonight. Evadale getting the victory, 57-49, the final score there.
Ooh, Lady Panthers kind of hung in there, though.
Yeah, and but season coming to an end, but they had a great run this year. And now they get to see how the boys are going to do, and time is called. Two outs here in the inning. Runners at second and third. With the Rex and Urbanowski.
You definitely want to get Faust out. You don't want to see Tony come up to bat again.
No. Faust 0 for 2 in the game. And especially don't want to see Tony come up with base runners on. Swung on a miss. It's 1-1.
Nice pitch placement there by Heidi. Got that ball on that inside corner. And kept the ball down.
And foul back, 1-2. Let's see if she can get one more strike here, get out of this inning.
she could come back with that good change up again.
This would be a perfect place to throw it. And foul that one away. Got her on the changeup. We called it. And so in that inning, no runs. There was one hit and no errors, two left on. And we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Cubettes lead it 5-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West. Offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And on we go as Fletcher warming up here. And she'll be looking at Sarah Baby, Andy Beckendorf, and Kaylee Rodriguez in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cubettes with a 5-1 lead. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from the friendly confines of Alumni Field here in Brenham. And Sarah Baby off to a good start. Two at bats, two doubles, and also an RBI and a run scored. And Sarah, by the way, we hadn't had a chance to mention it yet. Going to be heading, she'll be back next year, of course, but then after that, going to be heading to Angelina to go play for Coach Brett Corey.
There you go. Glad you enlightened me on that, Doug. Yep. I missed that.
Yeah, pitch is a strike 0-1. And this one is fouled up the third base side, 0-2. Yeah, apparently they went to over to Lufkin and talked to Brett and hit it off really well. Of course, I mean, it's hard not to like Brett.
Oh, yeah, but not only a pretty lady, she's a pretty doggone good coach also.
Yeah, and great family as well.
Oh, yes, it is. Great.
Yeah.
Great upbringing.
And pitches inside for a ball, 1-2.
And there's nothing wrong with going that junior college route.
Absolutely not. And that one down the line, fair ball. And maybe is now 3-for-3 in the game. Yeah, that's going to bring up Annie Beckendorf.
Number 15, Annie Beckendorf.
I'm going to make a prediction. Say we're going to have a big inning.
That'd be good. Get a sixth spot and call it a night. And yeah, pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And pitch foul back. 1-1. Runner first, nobody out here, and Nuffendorf squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, takes the ball, and maybe down in the second. Oh, and call her out. I wouldn't mind seeing a replay on that one. That one was pretty close down.
I thought the tag was a little late. But
me too.
A great throw by Tony, though.
Well. And this one, Beckendorf, a high fly ball out to left. And left fielder over, making the grab for out number two. And now that's going to bring up Kaylee Rodriguez. She is 1-1. She's got a single and a sack bunt. And Alex Shield waiting on deck. And next pitch is a strike call, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, other than Sarah, maybe Fletcher's really settled into this game.
Swung and a miss, and it's 0-2.
Go with it. All right.
Rodriguez, one of the six seniors on the team. Oh, 2 delivery from Fletcher. Down low a ball, and it's 1-2. And that one, a foul ball up the third base side, and that will hold the count at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, 2 outs. And a pie for a ball, and it's 2-2. And 2-2 pitch. That's a line drive by the shortstop, Urban Hoski.
Hit that one on the nose.
And that'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. We head to the sixth inning. Cubettes lead at 5-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Brob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And back we go here to the top half of the sixth inning. Heidi Busker in the circle for the Brenham Cubettes. And she'll be looking at Kyson Toney, Callie Fletcher, and Jillian Vigacall. And Toney has provided the only run of the game. And right, the only one of only two hits of the game, or no, three hits of the game for Caldwell with a solo home run back in the fourth inning. And pitch to her is a strike, 0-1. Next pitch, taken for a ball, 1-1. That looked pretty good from up here.
I'm glad you said it, Doug. It was fixing to come off of my tongue. That was a pretty pitch. And Heidi took a little off that pitch again.
One ball, one strike. Fastball up high, and it's 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Toney got out in front of that one, and let's see if Busker can get her here.
Tell you what, if she'd get this out, that would really be a confidence builder for Heidi.
Yes, it would.
Kyson Toney is a player.
Oh, yes. And that one's going to be sent out to left field.
Oh, good job.
And there is the out. And I believe it's that... Nevy Holmes out there in left, I think out there in left field now.
I'm glad you brought that up, Doug. I missed that. I believe you're right. You did it.
Good swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. And it's quickly 0-2. And up high, and it's 1-2.
I had to come over the high fastball trying to get her to go for a pitch. Oh, yes.
Come on, ringer. Ah, no swing. Come on, Blue.
Oh, my God.
How did she not say she swung
oh
like that?
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't even appeal. I would have just rung her up.
Oh, my goodness.
Two balls, two strikes.
Yes,
got her anyway. And two down now. And that'll bring Jillian Vigacall, who's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0.
Looks like the death one.
Cubs with a 5-1 lead here over Caldwell in the top of the sixth, backtracking, and maybe all of them for out number three. And that's a 3-up, 3-down inning. 3-up, 3-down. Way to go. Brenham National Bank is the way to go for the best banking products in town. Number FDIC. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. Cubs lead it 5-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
As we start the bottom of the sixth inning, and got a new pitcher here from Caldwell.
It's Tony.
Okay.
No, Kevin Faust.
Okay, so Faust moving from third base to the circle. And
we got Vicker Call at third.
Okay.
Adolin O'Reilly at second.
Okay.
Now we got to find out who's in the
back. And while we're doing that, we'll let you know that this pitching change is sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on. We're Elf Live Carl, personal and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life since 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance of Brenham. And Hallie Shield will lead it off here.
Against
Caitlin Faust.
And leading off for the Cubs, center fielder number one, Hallie Shield.
Shield's single and an RBI single and scored her first time up. Laid down a sack bunt her last time up. Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back. And outside the ball, 2-0.
Hallie did a pretty good job on that Covet basketball team, didn't she?
She certainly did. And no doubt when the all-district selections come out, she'll be, her name will be one of those on it. Outside the ball, and it's 3-0. Came up, unfortunately, just a little bit short last Friday against Magnolia. And pitches outside for a ball and a leadoff walk there by Shield.
She's in number 18, Kylie Baker.
Kylie Baker to bat now. She's 1-for-2. She had a 2-run single and popped up to short her last time up. Pitch to her down low, a ball.
Got him.
1-0 count.
Yeah.
Swung out and missed. Runner going. And the throw's going to get out to center field. And
she got her
third. And she just picked it out.
Whoa.
Jill using that speed to get it into scoring position. Get stolen base in an E2. And 1-1 count on Baker. And bounced up there and hit her. And so Baker will take the trot on down to first. And that'll bring up Stella Landry. Yeah, we're going to get a courtesy runner here.
That's out.
Coach Roberts had to make the change with a home plate umpire.
Is that Tim?
Yes.
Liliana Gonzalez.
And so Gonzalez is getting in the game tonight.
Running at first base, number 10, Liliana Gonzalez.
Running for Baker. So you got runners at the corners, nobody out.
Number 16.
And Landry at the plate. Landry 0 for 2, looking for her first hit of the season. Bounced ready in the pitch. Down low a ball. And they're going to try to get into a double steal and look the runner back at third. And so Gonzalez picks up the steal.
Hey, Tomcats, I'm hard somewhere.
And, 1-0 count on Landry. Cavett's trying to add to their 5-1 lead here in the sixth inning. And Faust with the next pitch. That one's going to be line foul. Shot right off the top of the roof of the dugout. Down the first base side. One ball, one strike. Runners at second and third. And the pitch to Landry. Scores away to bunt. They got a suicide squeeze, and they're going to get a rundown going. And she's safe at third, and now they're going to... Why is she going back?
Oh, no.
I thought they had her at third, but apparently not. And so coming in to score was Shiel, and Gonzalez is out. Yeah, I think
Coach is going to ask about that.
Yeah, he's going to ask it. Because they were both at the bag at the same time, as to if they could have called them both out on there. But apparently not, as a Shiel score that makes it now 6-1. Now the coach for the Lady Hornets, after having a few choice words for the ump, now back to the dugout. And Landry with a 1-2 count. Now base is empty. And that one back to the pitcher. Fouls, and she's going to throw to first. And that's two away now. I'm going to bring up Kelly, or actually, it's going to bring up Nevaeh Holmes. Holmes came on in place of Ankoviak.
Now batting number two, Nevaeh Holmes.
Hey, do you, kid, have fun on here,
probably
Nevaeh?
Part of the senior group here. And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. If Holmes can reach here, that'll give Maurer one more at bat.
I do not know how to change much.
And this one, high fly ball out to right fielder, over, and it's going to drop in, but foul. And so that'll make it an 0-2 count.
Hey, shorten up, put in play right here. You got it.
No balls, two strikes, two outs here in the inning.
Nevaeh coming in there for Kenley and get a hit here. It could be a little confidence builder for her.
Yep, pitch inside, and it's 1-2.
Get that senior season started off on a good note.
There you go. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch up high. It's 2-2.
Been a real blessing, Doug, to watch these young ladies progress over the years.
It certainly has. And this one, a little blooper out into...
There you go.
Drop in for a hit for Holmes.
There you go.
And that'll put Nevaeh aboard. Going to get some congratulations from Coach Van Hook down there at first.
Number four, Avery Maurer.
And Avery Maurer to the plate. Maurer 1-for-3. We have the triple and a run scored. She's also flied to center a couple of times. And takes the first pitch for a strike from Faust. A one pitch, ground ball to third. Gonna fire across to first and get the out to retire the side. But in the inning, the Cubs do tack on one run on no hits. There was one error. One hit, one error, and one left on. And we go to the seventh inning. Cubs lead it 6-1, three outs away from victory number one on the season. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
And we got a new pitcher as we come back here, TL.
Yeah, Kylie Baker.
And it's a Baker coming on to get these little, try to get these last three outs. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance. That's to customize and fit you and your life. 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And it'll be Breanne Sims to lead things off and takes the first pitch for a strike.
That's
O'Reilly batting now, yes, for Sims, or in the spot where Sims was. Yeah, first at bat for O'Reilly. Takes the pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-1. It'll be O'Reilly followed by Meadows and then Witherwax here in the seventh inning.
Heidi Busker did a good job. Two innings she pitched.
She certainly did. And swung on and missed. It's a 1-2 now. Up high, 2-2. Swearness got her on strikes, and that's one. And that'll bring up Molly Meadows.
The batting left fielder, Molly Meadows.
And that one foul back in the screen is quickly 0-1. Della Jasinski got the start for the Cubettes with the first four innings. Heidi Busker came in through the fifth and sixth innings, and now it's up to Baker here to close it out. 0-1 pitch. Hands up high for a ball, 1-1. Is a stretch all 1-2. One-two delivery. And swung through, and she's going to went back to the backstop. And I thought she tipped it, but apparently not. So she's going to be safe on the strikeout. And Coach Roberts also went to clarification. She thought she tipped it too.
I'm with you. And Coach.
Yeah, I thought I heard a ding there. And that's going to bring up Mia Witherwax now. So one out and one on. And
we're going to say Blue missed that one.
And throw down and in there safely is Meadows.
I'll tell you, that was all Meadows. She had an excellent jump.
Certainly did. And foul ball. And it's 0-2 count on Witherwax now. Witherwax been on base twice, was hit by a pitcher first time up, and walked her second time up.
Next train, don't go meet it.
Kylie's got her where she wants her now, 0-2.
Outside of ball, 1-2. Avery Smith, the leadoff hitter for the Hornets, waiting on deck. Next pitch, back to the circle, and Baker will throw to first, get the out. Two down now, and that'll bring up Avery Smith. Smith, the leadoff hitter for the Lady Hornets, and she's 1-for-3 in the game.
Work on this batter.
My batting right fielder, number 3, Avery Smith.
Get this out and call it a night.
Yep, send the home crowd home. Send the crowd home happy. Swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Trying to get the opening night win here.
You ready, Kylie? It's all about that.
And pitches down low for a ball, 1-1. And that one, a high pop. And Rodriguez back and makes the grab. That is it. That is your ball game. And the Cubettes win it. 6-1, your final score here. And that is going to take us to our postgame show. And I want to let you know this broadcast, the Brenham Cubett softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. And the postgame show made possible by Woodland Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WSC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. And we'll be back with a postgame show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
The Whataburger Jalapeno Cheddar Biscuit is back, but some folks have yet to try it. So let's not do the thing where we're like, you've never had a jalapeno cheddar biscuit before? You know what? It's okay. Let's just invite them to try this flaky, cheesy, and slightly spicy goodness for themselves. The Jalapeno Cheddar Biscuit, available as a sandwich or on its own from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. for a limited time at participating locations. Whataburger, just like you like it.
All right, and back we go here to Alumni Field in Brenham, where our final score, the Brenham Cubettes win it 6-1. And here we are on the post game, and we just found out during the break there, Tommy, that not only win number one of this season for the Cubettes, but career win number 200 for Coach Roberts.
Hey, congratulations, Coach Roberts. Outstanding job. She's off to a good start to going to end up with a great career. Great job. Congratulations to Coach Roberts. Well-deserved honor.
Exactly. And not only that, but to come back to the team she played her high school ball at.
Yes.
And
to get that victory here.
Yeah, that has
very
to make it
special.
Extra special. And speaking of which, the Cubettes tonight did a great job as far as just going out there and taking care of business. Good outings from all three. I thought all three pitchers threw the ball well here tonight. And hitters had a really good first inning. And then Caldwell kind of settled in there. But I thought it was a good team win here this evening.
Oh, no, it was a great team win. you know, the way the Cubettes started off in that first inning, getting putting five up on the board in the first, we thought we'd have a short night. But as you said, Fletcher settled in and had a good night pitching. But I'm going to ditto what you said. Heidi Busker and Kylie Baker both came in and did a really, really good job in relief this evening.
They certainly did. And looks like Coach and Della are going to be heading this way here. And also, too, it's always good when you're starting the season with a win versus starting with a loss to get that win and get some positive momentum going early.
That, you know, that's exactly what this Cubette team needed, is to get started off on a good note. And I can't think of a better way to do it than do it with a home victory.
Exactly, and a great crowd here tonight. Folks really turned out and showing their support. And looks like Della making her way up here, and she's going to come talk to us about this win here as well. And of course, really also helping getting those early runs and allowing her to relax.
Oh, great job getting those runs early.
All right, and we got Della Jasinski coming in to join us here on the post game. And Della, congratulations on starting the year off with a win.
Thank you. It was good.
Teammates went out and got you some runs early, and I know that had to probably feel good, help you relax a little bit out there.
Absolutely, it's so much easier to go out there and just attack hitters more and go a little more aggressive at the count, so that's always a good feeling.
Yeah, and then getting those early runs too, and also just the one spot with the one home run, but I thought you really were throwing really well and racking up the strikeouts as usual tonight. And how did you feel out there this week?
Pretty good. There's always going to be a couple that you miss, and that one just happened to be to one of their best hitters. And so, you got to learn from it and just move on and focus on the next hitter and go at her even harder. And so, my defense talked me up and had my back. So yeah, it was.
Defensively
good.
Too, I thought everybody in the field played a really good game tonight as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we didn't have many miscues at all, so that was good.
And now this week it's this weekend tournament time. Are you gonna be ready for it?
Yes, sir. Focusing on staying mentally locked in and prepared, and just taking it one game at a time, because it adds up and it's gonna get long and hard, but you just gotta work through it.
All right, and well, Della, thanks for joining us, and once
Thank
again,
you.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
All right, now we're gonna bring in Coach Roberts. And Coach, congratulations. Win number one of this season, and we just found out career win number 200.
You are right. Thank you.
That is awesome. Team did a really good job tonight. First, starting out, getting those five runs in the bottom of the first inning really helped get off to a good start. And like I was talking with Della, allowed her to relax a little bit, too, out there.
Absolutely. When your offense puts that amount of runs on the board at the beginning, I think everybody can kind of feel good for a little bit. You don't ever want to settle, But, we came out swinging the bat well. And then moving throughout the game, I told them we still hit the ball hard, So they just were playing at the fence and made plays. It wasn't that all of us just quit hitting. We just hit them right to them. So
yeah, and you got a chance to take a look at all three of your pitchers this evening, and all three of them threw the ball well.
I felt like they all came in and did a good job. So if we can continue to have that, I see success in our future. So good outings for all of them, I thought.
Yeah, and Sarah, maybe a big night at the plate, 3-for-3 this evening, and in the hitting wise, I know probably still going to tinker with the lineup a little bit as
we get
into the tournament.
We got a lot of softball to play coming up. I just got done telling them that we got to mentally stay in check. When you play that many games, you start to get tired. You start to, the competition will vary. We got to make sure that we help each other out, stay mentally ready. But, as far as Sarah goes, I feel like she's in a good spot. offensively, and she did a great job tonight.
And then now coming up next, you've got the leadoff classic Thursday through Saturday. And tell us a little bit about the teams you got coming into the tournament.
Well, I think we got around 20 total teams coming. I told you this last night on Sportsline because I had it ready. And now, tomorrow, Thursday, I know we play, I think it's Huffman and then Wiley. And Wiley's always a competitive game here for us.
Oh, yeah.
Moving forward after that, I think it's Santa Fe and Harlan. I mean, I think it's a good amount of average teams. We got a few really good ones in the tournament. We've got some average ones, and then I told them, too, we may face some that are not as good that we need to make sure that we go and dominate and take control. So I think it's a good mixture of the 20 teams and who we're facing the schedule-wise.
Yeah.
At least that's what I think. But you never know. You don't see them in a year. So we'll see when we get out there and compete.
Yeah, and as they say, variety is the spice of life.
That's right.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us. And once again, congratulations. Win number one and win number 200.
Thank you. And it's Ed Pothel's birthday. Couldn't be on a better day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so we know he's looking down and having
right.
a big smile and probably puffing on a stogie and chugging a beer. And
watching the Red Sox soon.
Yeah. All right, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. And we'll be back with more of the post game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Glen Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodere.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
And back we go here as we welcome you back to the post-game show. And it's time now for our John Breeden Star of the Game. And we had several options, Tommy, that we could choose from here tonight.
We definitely did have several options. But, you know, one lady stood out just a little bit more than the others. And we're gonna go with Sarah Maybe. I think I'm right on that. Did she not have...
Yep.
Three doubles? No, two doubles
and
a single.
And RBI.
And she also had an RBI and scored a run.
Yeah.
So,
and so great job there for Sarah Maybe. And she is our star of the game, sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service Insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham Derive of the Game, came with the game's very first batter.
I tell you what, couldn't come at a better time than Avery Marr coming up. Hit one left center to the wall, ends up getting a triple, lead off the game, and it's Avery Maurer, our LaRoche Chevrolet.
Hyundai of Brenham.
Hyundai of Brenham. Excuse me.
Hyundai of Brenham.
Well, I apologize. John, forgive me. John and Greg, both forgive me.
Yeah.
Hyundai of Brenham, drive of the game. Great job, Avery Maurer.
And our drive of the game is sponsored by the team at Hyundai of Brenham, offering a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. And back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Start the year off right with a New Holland utility tractor from WC Tractor in Brenham, and warm up with preseason savings. Get 0% deals or cash back offers on PowerStar T5, Workmaster Utility, and T6 models. These powerful, comfortable tractors deliver from 40 to 126 PTO horsepower and capably handle nearly any job you throw at them, from loading to haymaking. Warm up with preseason savings now at WC Tractor in Brenham. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
And back we go here one last time to Alumni Field. T.L., a great night at the ballpark tonight, and always great when you can get a win.
Oh, I tell you what, a win is a win. A win is always great. But, you know, a really good outing. I'm going to lay one more time to what you said and what Coach Roberts talked. Good to see all three pitchers did a really good job this evening. The hitting, it's early.
Yeah.
Pitching normally dominates earlier in the year, but I thought the Cubettes did a really good job coming out in that first inning and putting five runs up on the board very early, and that is always a positive move for your pitchers to put runs on the board early.
And that's going to do it for us here from the ballpark. Our next broadcast is going to be coming up on Thursday as part of the Cubette Leadoff Classic. We'll have the Cubettes and Abilene Wiley, and that is going to be Thursday at 5 o'clock, 4:35 pregame here on KWHI. And we hope you join us for that. In the meantime, I want to thank Austin back at the studios for his fine work on the boards. A big thank you to our sponsors, who, of course, make the broadcast possible. And for you, the folks at home tuning in, and for Tommy Lagan to my right, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.